Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Attorney General Pam Bondi says Kilmar Abrego-Garcia landed back in the U.S. today after mistakenly being deported to El Salvador 2 months ago. He returns to face criminal charges after a federal grand jury indicted him for allegedly transporting undocumented migrants within the U.S.
It is alleged this defendant is part of the same smuggling ring responsible for the death of more than 50 migrants in 2021 after the tractor trailer overturned in Mexico.
The Supreme Court upheld a lower court's order that the Trump administration facilitate Abrego-Garcia's return after admitting he was mistakenly deported. Mohammed Solomon, the man accused of the firebombing attack at a Jewish rally Sunday in Boulder, Colorado, is due back in court, this time to face federal charges. A better-than-expected jobs report for May shows American employers added 139,000 jobs last month. This is ABC News. Today marks 81 years since Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy. It's known as D-Day in World War II. Veterans in their 90s and even older today returning to France to mark that milestone.
It wasn't as big a celebration as last year, but the 81st anniversary of D-Day, probably the most pivotal moment of World War II, was still special. There were parachute jumps, flyovers, remembrance ceremonies, parades, and historical reenactments on the beach. And at the center of it all were the veterans, an ever-dwindling number of them, many of them just teenagers on D-Day. Harold Terrence, a 101-year-old veteran, saying, "Freedom is everything. I think war is disgusting." Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Volatile storms targeting parts of the South and Midwest today. Reports of several tornado touchdowns in Texas earlier. And smoke that drifted into U.S. states from Canada wildfires is clearing out a bit and air quality improving. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do all things the right way. Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Today is Friday, June 6th. Good evening for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. Yesterday evening at approximately 10:18, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a wanted person in the city of Mineral Point. An Iowa County deputy, along with Mineral Point officers, made contact with the subject at a residence in Mineral Point. As a result, Orlando C. Bennett, 54, of Mineral Point, was arrested on multiple outstanding warrants through Grant and Washington counties. Bennett was transported and custody turned over to the Grant County Sheriff's Office. Negotiations between Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and state Republicans over the next biennial budget appears to have broken down. In a statement, Governor Evers said he had agreed to compromise on some tax proposals in the hope that Republicans would compromise on issues like child care and school funding. In his own statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu claimed the governor's spending priorities were unaffordable for taxpayers. If no new budget is passed by June 30th, the current budget will stand until a new one is signed. A breakdown in negotiations over a tax cut and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatens to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he won't announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the legislature have been meeting in private since April, trying to hammer out a deal ahead of the July 1st deadline. But those talks broke down late Wednesday. Wisconsin is poised to be in the national political spotlight again next year with the race for governor and a fight over control of the legislature. Republicans are introducing a bill they said would make hospital prices more transparent in Wisconsin. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
A study from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Foundation found Wisconsin has the fifth highest health care costs in the country. Their study showed private health plans paid more than 300% more than Medicare did for the same services. Dr. Nicole Hemkiss owns Advocate MD in Madison.
I remember an experience 1 or 2 years ago of calling one of our local healthcare systems, and I had a list of 4 or 5 specific x-rays that I wanted to get the cash price for. I was doing this for our patients in order to figure out what would be the most competitive prices for them. After being transferred to 3 or 4 different people, multiple calls back and unreturned phone calls, I was told that they couldn't give me the cash price because they needed to run this through insurance. And I explained to them that they should know what they are charging for a service that they are doing at their hospital.
Meanwhile, just this week, an analysis from Turquoise Health showed Wisconsin has the highest price transparency in the nation. Federal price transparency rules were put in place in 2021, and since then, no Wisconsin hospital has ever been fined for breaking those rules. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Over 1,000 citations were given to Wisconsin drivers for failing to buckle their seatbelts. The Wisconsin State Patrol handed out more than 1,300 citations during its 2-week Click It or Ticket special enforcement program from May 19th through June 1st to remind drivers of the importance of seatbelt safety. The State Patrol points out that there were 176 deaths last year from crashes where drivers or passengers were not wearing their seatbelts. The campaign gives state troopers an opportunity to educate drivers and passengers on the benefits of buckling up, which is a top priority year-round. It's a full schedule of dairy breakfasts on this first full weekend of June. Dairy breakfasts will be held throughout the month of June. As part of June Dairy Month, many communities are holding dairy breakfasts tomorrow. The Crawford County Dairy Breakfast will be held. Enjoy all-you-can-eat pancakes, syrup, sausage links, cheese, cheese curds, applesauce, milk, coffee, and more from 6 to 10. At Achenbach's Highview Farms on State Highway 27, 2 miles south of Eastman. The cost is $3 and free for children 6 and under. The Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held tomorrow from 6:30 to 10:30 at B. Kurt Dairy on Vortex Drive in Barneveld. Enjoy a locally sourced breakfast that includes pancakes, eggs, sausage, milk, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream. Busing will be available. The cost is $10 for adults, $5 for children, and free for children under 3. Parking and busing will be at Vortex Optics. Attendees are asked to take the short bus ride to the farm. The Sauk County Dairy Breakfast will be held at Narrows Dairy tomorrow from 7 to 11. The breakfast menu includes scrambled eggs with ham, pancakes, sausage, cheese, applesauce, milk, coffee, juice, and Culver's custard with toppings. The cost is $10 for adults, $5 for youth, and free for children 5 and under. Hosted by the Nolden family, Narrows Dairy is located on Buckeye Road near Rock Springs. Wisconsin Dells School Farm will host a farm-to-fork breakfast tomorrow from 8 to noon at the high school. Have breakfast from local food sources in the area. The menu includes grilled cheese, Brew Farm eggs, Sassy Cow milk, Brew Farm sausage links, and Culver's custard. The cost is $10. On Sunday, the Grant County Dairy Breakfast will be held from 7 to 11 at Schilling Brothers Land, LLC, Schilling Farms, LLC, on Ebenezer Road near Fenimore. Serving will be all you can eat, pancakes, eggs, sausage links, cheese, applesauce, yogurt, ice cream, milk, and coffee. The cost of the breakfast is $10 for those 9 and over, and free for those 8 and under. And the 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held on Sunday at Schmidt Farm between Sextonville and Gotham. Serving will be from 7 until 1. The menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, ice cream, and many other great dairy products. Activities at the event include a tour of Schmidt Farms, which includes how the cows are milked. Annette Lewis is an organizer of the event.
I want to encourage people. We already got mini buses taking them up to the barn area, driving around the barn area. They'll all get out by the parlor door or their office door, go up a flight of stairs, and you will observe these cows being milked, how they get on, how they get off of the carousel, and they'll look down over the top of it. It's just amazing. I've been there enough now that I'm the old farmer in me yet. I still would like to just sit there and watch them for a while because it is awesome.
Also back this year is Kinchi Pedal Pool for kids 4 to 12, starting at 10. Cost of the breakfast is $5 and free for children 3 and under. Schmidt Farm is located at 29281 Fairview Road. There will also be free buses picking up and dropping off at the Rockwell Automation upper parking lot. If you have any questions or want to volunteer, contact Annette Lewis by phone at 608-475-7312 or by email at annetteml1973@gmail.com. And the 8th annual Winding Roads Art Tour will be held tomorrow and Sunday from 9 to 4. The tour features artists and studios in Viroqua and surrounding areas. This self-guided tour will take you through the beauty of the driftless landscape. You are invited to take this opportunity to view and purchase artwork with an understanding of the people, process, and story behind its creations. The Winding Roads Art Tour encompasses 18 studios on the self-guided adventure through Viroqua and surrounding areas. The tour features 27 artists who create an array of work including painting, pottery, textiles, sculpture, photography, leatherwork, jewelry, metalsmithing, woodwork, letterpress, stained glass, furniture, collage, basketry, and printmaking. Pick up a guide at the Tour Information Center in Viroqua. More information, including an online map and list of artists and studios, can be found at windingroadsart.com. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77, of Muscaday, died April 28th. A funeral service will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscaday. Friends may call at the funeral home tomorrow from 9 until the time of the service at 11. A luncheon will follow at the Presbyterian Church in Muscaday. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Special Olympics of Wisconsin would be appreciated. Gerald Jerry Coleman, 77, of Muscaday. Kenneth S. Calbell, 89, of Bloom City, died May 30th at home. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at noon. Kenneth S. Kelbell, 89, of Bloom City. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca, died December 3rd. A graveside service will be held tomorrow at 1 in the Bloom City Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Ashley Bird, 37, of Avoca. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died May 27th as the result of a motorcycle accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 until the time of the service at 2 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. The family encourages people to wear Harley, Fox Racing, and fishing hunting apparel. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to set up a trust fund for his three boys. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday, June 14th, at noon at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday, June 14th, from 9 until the time of service at noon. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Fossetag Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills. William Cairns, age 73, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th, at the Muscadet Park Lions Shelter from 11 until 3. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. William Cairns, age 73. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Jessica Godinez Cruz and Byron Garcia Sevilla had a daughter, Valeria Aliani, and Bridget and Jeremy Christner had a daughter, Alea Faith.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Few things happening across the state today. Cold front dropping through and a high pressure trying to take over. As they're battling it out, it's giving us mostly cloudy skies, spots of sunshine, and of course, patchy sprinkles possible. Highs today scrape the mid-70s. Now tonight, partly cloudy, lows slide to the mid-50s. Winds will be calm out of the east, and they start to get a little feisty tomorrow out of the southeast, which is good news. If you want the warm-up, you want a south wind. So highs tomorrow, slightly warmer, to the upper 70s. It'll be a partly sunny day, pretty pleasant, but we do have a chance for an isolated light shower popping up midday. If you get underneath one of those, don't worry, it'll be brief and it'll be light. Chances are gone by night, with clouds increasing. More rain moves in by Sunday morning. That one's going to be a little bit more moderate rainfall, possibly a thunderstorm mixed in there too, and it'll be gone by the afternoon. Clouds clearing, highs rebounding right back to the mid-70s. But unfortunately, the system kind of lingers in the Great Lakes region, so it's still going to spend some scattered showers, intermittent, on and off, on Monday. Yeah, so a little darker and damper, drearier start to the work week, with mostly cloudy skies, cooler highs. We're only going to reach the upper 60s. If you think we're going backwards, don't worry. Seriously, don't fret. We already start the warm-up on Tuesday. Back to the mid-70s, it'll be partly sunny, maybe a brief shower or two is possible. Then on Wednesday, sunny and warmer. We're right back to the low 80s. We continue the climb to the mid-80s for Thursday with plenty of sunshine. It's going to be feeling much hotter as we go into the weekend. Highs look to hover in the 80s, but chances of scattered showers and storms filter back in. I mean, that's the summer weather pattern, isn't it? I'd say we have better bets for rain on Friday and Saturday versus Sunday. Hope you enjoy your weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, it is partly cloudy and 77 degrees here in Richland Center. Winds are northeast at 5 miles per hour, with the barometer pressure being at 29.98. And earlier this morning, we had a trace of rain. Yesterday's high was 82 degrees, having no precipitation. Meanwhile, today, the high was 80 degrees, and today's morning low was 57 degrees. The record high was 94 degrees in 1988, and the record low was 37 degrees in 1958. Last year's high was 71 degrees, while low was 56 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:39 p.m., and then the sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:22 a.m. That was a look at your weather statistics for today.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I love garage sales. In fact, each of our vehicles has an automatic sensing device that senses a garage sale sign from 400 yards away and automatically operates our vehicles to slow them down, activate the turn signal, and make the appropriate turn for the upcoming garage sale. Of course, I'm kidding, but I think some of you were nodding your head while I said that, weren't you? Garage sales are great. Somebody else's leftovers become our treasures. The Antique Roadshow is a television show where people bring their special finds to be valued by antique dealers. Some of those treasures were purchased at garage sales or thrift stores for just a few dollars. To Satan, you are just another piece of worthless leftovers that he can use, manipulate, and destroy. To him, you're worth nothing. But the Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made and that you are of great worth to God. God wants nothing more than to take what Satan has turned into a piece of trash and restore you to your rightful status as a child of God. So when you're out shopping at garage sales this summer, be reminded that God thinks you are valuable enough to give his son, Jesus Christ, to purchase you back from sin's destruction and lift you out to a new life as a child of the Creator God.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
The WIAA State Track Meet continued today. Here are some results with some aerial teams, starting with the Division II meet with Richland Center. The boys 4x400-meter relay team, made up of Grayson Banker, Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, and Robert Budden, placed 9th in the prelims with a time of 3 minutes and 26.16 seconds. The boys 4x200-meter relay team, made up of Fletcher Harper, Kevin Hernandez, Mason Jelenic, and Robert Budden, placed 13th in the prelims with a time of 1 minute and 30.64 seconds. And then the girls' shot put, Madeline Huber placed 11th with a distance of 37 feet and 1.75 inches. For River Valley, Wesley Hatfield placed 14th in the 100-meter dash prelims with a time of 11.09 seconds and placed 16th in the 200-meter dash prelims with a time of 22.87 seconds. In the Division III meet for Ithaca Weston, Clayton Lee placed 11th in the boys' 1600-meter run with a time of 4 minutes and 32.34 seconds, and 14th in the boys' 3200-meter run with a time of 10 minutes and 10.26 seconds. For Kickapoo Lafarge, the boys 4x400-meter relay team, made up of Adric Eggy, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter, placed first in the prelims with a time of 3 minutes and 27.71 seconds. The girls 4x100-meter relay team, made up of Katie Randau, Ava Young, Chloe Walter, and Jewel Kleinsasser, placed first in the prelims with a time of 49.36 seconds. The girls 4x200-meter relay team, made up of Jewel Kleinsasser, Ava Young, Chloe Walter, and Katie Randau, placed first in the prelims with a time of 1 minute and 44.93 seconds. Adric Eggy placed third in the boys' 200-meter dash prelims with a time of 22.01 seconds, placed third in the 400-meter dash prelims with a time of 49.52 seconds, and placed 9th in the long jump with a distance of 21 feet and 1 inch. Adam Boyson in the boys' high jump placed third with a height of 6 feet 5 inches. The girls' 4x400-meter relay team, made up of Katie Randau, Aniko Waslik, Kendall Andalsik, and Jaden Snagel, placed 5th in the prelims with a time of 4 minutes and 7.32 seconds. Ava Young and the girls' 100-meter dash placed 7th in the prelims with a time of 12.47 seconds. Jaden Snagel placed 10th in the girls' 400-meter dash prelims with a time of 59.54 seconds. And the boys' 4x800-meter relay team, made up of Brecken Miller, Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, and Arlen Walter, placed 14th with a time of 8 minutes and 30.91 seconds. In other sports news, the decision has been made. Future Hall of Fame quarterback Aaron Rodgers tells the Steelers he will fly in to sign a contract with the team before next week's minicamp. Rodgers turns 42 next season. He led the New York Jets to a 5-12 record last year. Now Pittsburgh will become his third NFL home. The four-time most valuable player will try to help the Steelers with their first postseason game since 2016. Brewers manager Pat Murphy is mixing and matching relatively unknown pitchers to come up with a competent starting staff. Milwaukee starters ranked 10th among the 30 Major League Baseball teams with a 3.34 earned run average. Sports Illustrated reports Murphy has used 24 pitchers to slow opposing hitters since the 1st of May. Rookie Chad Patrick is scheduled to start tonight's home game against the San Diego Padres. The Bucks trade for Kevin Porter helped add some order in a chaotic season. Brewhoop.com calls the transaction highway robbery. Milwaukee sent Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers, and LA waived him a short time later. Porter averaged 11.7 points and 4 rebounds a game, hitting almost 41% of his three-pointers. Porter has a player option for the coming season, and the Bucks are hoping he decides to stay. The AmFam Championship tees off in Madison today, but it will offer some new looks. For one, it will be played at TPC Wisconsin, formerly known as the Cherokee Country Club. For the last 8 years, the annual tournament has been played at University Ridge. Individual competition gives way to a team competition. The first and third rounds will be a best ball format, with Saturday a team scramble. Half of the proceeds will go to the Children's Hospital in Madison. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Get ready for Gina and Annie's summer vendor event happening Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, delicious food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the amazing vendor booths, and enjoy some good old-fashioned summer fun. Whether you're shopping, snacking, or just soaking in the vibe, this is one event you won't want to miss. Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event, Sunday, June 8th in downtown Boscobel. We'll see you there.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs finished higher Friday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You were made for farming, so is Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and define success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up modestly on short covering and technical buying. Beans also followed soybean and crude oils while waiting for details on U.S.-China tariff talks. The trade continues to watch U.S. planning and development weather as well. July beans are up 5.5 at 10.57 and a quarter. August was 4.25 higher at 10.50 and three quarters. July soybean meal was down $1.40 at 2.95.70. July soybean oil was up 85 points at 47.50. Corn closed firm, monitoring another round of rainfall in some key growing areas, along with the harvest activity in South America. The USDA and Brazil's CONAB will issue updated production guesses on Thursday the 12th. July corn is 3 higher at 442.5, and September was up 1.75 at 433.25. And wheat finished higher as well. Rain has delayed harvest activity and led to disease concerns for U.S. hard and soft red winter wheat. Dry weather remains an issue in parts of Canada, China, and the Black Sea region. July Chicago was 9.25 higher at 554.75. July Kansas City was up 6.75 at 549.25. July Minneapolis wheat on Friday was up a dime at 635.25. Live and feeder cattle did end Friday's session higher, rallying on the record direct cash prices of the week. August live was up $2.05 at $218.87. October was $1.55 higher at $215.52. August feeders are up $1 at $310.15. September feeder cattle were $0.82 higher at $309.12. And hogs were up on cash and wholesale support during the session, including a big midday gain in the pork belly primal. July was up $2.30 at $107.10, and August was $2.35 higher at $109.40. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Multiple light rounds of direct cash cattle trade throughout the week. Deals in the south range from $225 to $232 live. Dress deals in the north were at mostly $380. Boxed beef closed mixed. Choice was down $1.77 at $365.08. Select was 12 cents higher at $356.73. Estimated cattle slaughter was 103,000 head, down 14,000 on the week and down nearly 16,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mixed with a light negotiated run. Barrows and yields at the national daily direct were down $1.30 with a weighted average of $100.55. The Iowa Minnesota closed 28 cents higher with a weighted average of $102.83. The Western Corn Belt was down 21 cents with a weighted average of $102.50. Pork values were sharply higher, up $3.39 at $111.51. There was strength in all the primals. And estimated hog slaughter was 444,000 head, down 25,000 on the week and down about 24,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune with TimTech Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a smaller sale last week. Large squares topped at $235 a ton and large rounds at $125 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Toy tractors, neon lights, tools, antiques, boats, mower, trailer, and much more. Online only auction ending June 11th at 6 p.m. Soft close. We have a farm machinery auction coming up. If you have farm machinery you're looking to liquidate, give us a call. 608-723-4020 or go to www.timtechauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Michigan Corn Growers Association President John Del Monte told the Senate committee sustainable aviation fuel could save family farms.
On 600 acres of corn, I'm going to lose about $80,000 on that crop this year. And I don't know many of your constituents that are going to go to work Monday through Sunday, turn around and do it again, and not get a paycheck.
More news after this.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Vietnam has signed a memorandum of understanding with several U.S. agribusinesses to boost trade opportunities. Poultry and livestock economist Mark Jordan says he's watching to see if the egg market recovery stalls with the latest highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak.
It's so unpredictable, I can't give a ton of confidence that the recovery can be sustained for sure.
U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts from Nebraska says there is support to keep the 45Z tax credits in the president's reconciliation budget bill.
at least from what I have heard, there's nobody looking to take that out of the Senate bill. So, again, obviously that's something I've been a supporter of, and I'm going to be looking to make sure stays in the Senate version of it to be able to help us promote biofuels.
Hillary Sandler with the Weed Science Society of America is urging lawmakers to consider the consequences of federal funding cuts to agriculture. I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Trade Mission to Mexico aims to expand the reach of U.S. beef cattle genetics. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A multi-state trade delegation recently met with ag officials in Mexico to help expand the global reach of U.S. beef cattle genetics. On this episode, the Kansas Department of Agriculture says the trilateral meeting could help improve profitability for producers. More coming up on Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
And Ryan Numerick, Ag Marketing Division Director at the Kansas Department of Agriculture, says Mexico is the largest ag trading partner for the state of Kansas, with trade totaling $1.85 billion in 2024. She says the U.S. delegation addressed shared industry concerns, including trade barriers, inspection protocols, and threats such as the New World screwworm.
Kansas Department of Agriculture worked together with the Missouri Department of Agriculture, New Mexico Department of Agriculture, Idaho Department of Agriculture, and the Sinopol Cattle Breeders Association to do an outbound trade mission to Mexico, to the state of Aguascalientes, and see, during the trade mission, they participated in trilateral meetings with Mexico and Canada to kind of talk through some trade issues and ways to work together to promote beef trade between the three partners. And they got to visit some ranches and operations, seed stock operations, as well as participate in a U.S. livestock genetics export booth at the trade show, at the trade show in Aguascalientes. Mexico in general is our number one market for Kansas ag exports. Over the years, we've had a lot of inbound and outbound trade missions to Mexico, and quite a bit of success for our seed stock producers selling semen and live animals into that market. Trade takes time, so again, as I said, we've done over the years quite a few inbound and outbound trade missions to Mexico, and so continued engagement and networking with the cattlemen in Mexico, better understanding their needs and their marketing goals. It just takes time to build those relationships.
Ryan Numerick says the group conducted site visits to cattle breeding operations and regional feedlots. Funding for the trade mission was provided through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Market Access Program. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. 100.9
WRCO.
People like me never went to college, except the parties I was playing for the Sigma Kappa ladies on Friday nights. So I spent a lot of weekends with some future doctor's girlfriend. And I've learned there's people who don't like people like me. People like me don't get the big promotions, 'cause we seem like the gene that puts a filter in between our brain and mouth. We don't smile and say yes when everybody knows it's BS. And I've learned there's people who don't like people like me. Living hard, loving fast, check the check, milk and gas in the truck, head to town, little love, lost and found, time to waste at Sammy's place. We all say, hey, come on in and grab a seat. It sure feels good to be with people like me. People like me told your name to grow up. They say there's more to life than cars, pretty women and guitars. I say, like what? I love God and country. I do what they ask of me. And I've learned there's people who don't like people like me. Living hard, loving fast, check the check, bill, gas in the truck, head to town, little luck, lost and found, time to waste at Sammy's place. We all say, hey, come on in and grab a seat. It sure feels good to be with people like me. Kicking back, dirty joke made me laugh, buying suds for my friends and the girls. Just walk in, jukebox plays, what's your name? We all say, hey, come on in and grab a seat. It sure feels good to be with people like me. People like me. Hard, loving, fast. Check milk and gas, cranking up, kicking back. Dirty joke made me laugh in the truck, head to town. Little luck lost and found, jukebox plays, what's your name? We all say, hey, people like me.
Mustang to feel the dusty desert air run through her hair, and the colors of the Arizona sunset start to fade and take her cares. She don't care. They'll talk about how she's ashamed and ran away. Don't give a damn what they say. She got a tank of gas to take her. She got a brand new pack of smokes. He might have thought that he would break her. She can't break what's already broke. Split apart, this piece together. And a map from Grandpa Joe. She gonna die. Driving down Texaco, the sets below. The highway's been slowing down for years, but it's still here. And on an empty night, the counter light sure made it hard for her to disappear or hide her tears. There's no easy way to just start over and forget. Somewhere down the line to try your best. She got a tank of gas to take her. She got a brand new pack of smokes. He might have thought that he would break her, but you can't break what's already broke. So with a heart that's pieced together and a map from Grandpa Joe, she's gonna dive into forever just as fast as she can go. They'll talk about how she's ashamed and ran away. She don't give a damn, she's okay. She got a tank of gas to take her. She got a brand new pack of smokes. He probably thought that he would break her. He probably heard that from her folks. But she pieced her heart together, said goodbye to her Grandpa Joe, and then she drove into forever just fast as she can go. Watch her drive into forever just as fast as she can go.
Better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure, but you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be celebrated this year at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, happening Sunday, June 8th from 7 to 1. For just $5, enjoy a hearty farm breakfast with pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, ice cream, and more. Kids 3 and under eat free, and there's fun for the little ones with the pedal pull starting at 10 a.m. Visitors should park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and catch a free shuttle to the farm. Easy and convenient for everyone. Start your Sunday the dairy way. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, the 44th annual at Schmidt Farms, coming up Sunday, June 8th.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Prettiest girl I'd ever seen. Look at her, man, look at me. I thought I can't just walk up and ask her to dance. But me and a beer can. Truck all Saturday long with the summer turned up, cranking that bolt till the oil's pouring in the pan. Now with me and a beer can, I can do hard work all day long. I can be anyone that I want. Give me a drink and sign me up, and I'm singing Sweet Home Alabama. Might not get it done by myself, but if I can have a little 12-ounce help, I'll be good if you just put one. Float all day on a boat just catching a tan. Oh, but me and a beer can. And I don't wanna sit up in that tree watching them bucks not crossing that creek. Can't kill nothing but time sitting up there in that stand. Hey, me and a beer. Me and a beer can.
promises to you.